Hello and Merry Christmas. This is Jim Cottrell coming to you from Finding Direction. I am in Mexico, the land of the Noche Buena. It is the 23rd of December 2009, as I record this. I'm not sure when I'll actually get it posted, but what you just heard there was a kids' Salvation Army choir here at the mall. And I don't know what time it is. Did I tell you? 7:54 p.m.? Okay. Anyway, I want to play for you a few little sounds of some of the things that have been happening the last few days. And one of those is going to be the Coro Unido, which we went to, which is the big, huge mass choir, actually mass choir, orchestra, children's choir, soloists, actors, etc., that we went to on the weekend. So I'll play you a few clips from that, because that was quite spectacular. And I'll give you a little bit of an idea of what that was like. It was a living Christmas tree they had, and It was really quite professionally done, and we really enjoyed it. So I'm going to play you a few clips from that. You'll hear the children's choir. You'll hear they had bells, like a, you know, bells. If you don't know what that is, shame on you. Various things going on. So it was basically telling the story of Christmas, but I'll tell you a little more about it afterwards. So here you go, Coro Unido. And I'll play something else in a moment.
Thank you.
All right, so that was a few little clips from Coro Unido, and basically it was the one thing I'll say about it that's probably maybe one of the biggest compliments I could give it is that it was very, very Christ-centered and a drastic departure from most of the other things we have been seeing this Christmas season, and probably you have too, but very, very Christ-centered, tells the story of Christmas, and then they went on to the story of Jesus. They went right up into the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the theme was, one of the big themes was the names of Jesus, the names of God, and the names of Jesus, and they talked about that, and it was really something else. The great I am that I am, was, if there was any kind of theme, that was one of the major themes. And if you understood any Spanish, you might have caught that. But they had the singers going, walking through the auditorium, and it's a huge, huge auditorium. I don't know how many thousands of people fit in there, but brand new, state-of-the-art auditorium. And at the very end, as the music was going, they were actually carrying banners with names of Christ on them. Just really something. So, anyway, very well done. I'm going to play you next one more thing, anyway, I think, and that is, I'm going to humble myself, or perhaps humiliate myself, and play you a tiny bit of my preaching on Sunday morning. So, for those that speak Spanish, I apologize in advance for slaughtering the Spanish language. I was unfortunately much less prepared for this sermon than my previous one, due to time constraints. But I hate to think. But anyway, I think it went fair, and I handed out a list of passages so that people could figure it out on their own if they hadn't understood a word I said. Well, actually, I told a story, and they were supposed to go and tell the story sometime during the Christmas season to someone else, so I gave them the passages that they could look at. And but yeah, the other reason was, if they really don't understand a word I say, maybe they'll actually look it up. Somebody will look it up and get something out of it later. So anyway, here is a very brief excerpt of me preaching on Sunday morning.
La boca y tacas respondió con falsa piedad. Oh, no pondré a prueba al Señor, ni le pideré nada. Estoy demasiado santo, por favor, Isaías. Wow. El rey que pidió que los presagios y los signos de los falsos dioses y los espíritus no aceptarían la oferta del verdadero Dios por un signo. Isaías respondió en tono muy irritado. Oigan ahora, casa de David, ¿les parece poco cansar a los hombres que también cansarán a mi Dios? Por tanto, el Señor mismo les dará esta señal. Y esto es una señal de que todos pueden reconocer.
All right, I am still at the mall here. I'm actually standing in front of a skating rink. They have a skating rink here at the mall, inside the mall. There's, 20 or 30 people on there. It's just a little tiny, tiny rink, but that's kind of fun. They had an outdoor one last year in another mall, and that was bigger, I believe. But that's okay. And also, there's a Santa Claus here. I'm standing behind the side of Christmas tree. For only 30 pesos, you can have your photo taken with Santa today only. Oh, if you bought 200 pesos worth of stuff at a store. See, I bought some sugar. That's all I bought. I guess I wouldn't qualify. I haven't looked at a lot of Christmas Santas, but this one here has made no effort whatsoever to have a beard that looks real. So I find that interesting, because A lot of Santas, you know, I've seen Santas with real beards. I've seen Santas with, you know, not so great fake beards. But this one just isn't really even... It's not even made to look real. It's kind of a stylistic beard. Maybe it's a postmodern beard. I don't know. But anyway, he's not getting a lot of business at the moment. But on January 6th, if they happen to have the three kings in the mall, I'm sure they will do much, much better business. Anyway, there's a few sounds of Christmas for you. You've heard the mall. You've heard a Christmas sermon. You've heard Salvation Army's Children's Choir, and you've heard the Coro Unido. So, I hope you've enjoyed your little visit to Central Mexico. I have one other thing here I need to do that I'm actually waiting for. I'm waiting to get a haircut, and there's a bit of a line. So, that's why I have a chance to talk to you. Not that I wouldn't talk to you otherwise, but... anyway, and then I'll get home, and who knows? Might finish making some cookies. And, might even wrap a present or two, but I'm not saying one way or another. So, hope you're having a great week, and feel free to stop by and say hello, and I'll talk to you later.